Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very happy to say that we have our good friend Joanne Black back on the show. Joanne is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, now coming up on 6 years as a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of No More Cold Calling. She is one of the world's experts on referral selling, and she's here to talk to us about the pitch. Joanne Black, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim, and happy holidays, July 4th.
You too. Welcome back, and I'm glad you're here. One of the things that's interesting to me is that after all these years, Joanne, we still have people selling who don't know how to present themselves, don't know how to connect with customers. They still insist on either talking about the product of the month or worse, themselves. What do you think?
It's happening all the time. And actually, I was just in a group of people. We were talking about this issue. And, you know, for those of us who are in a small business or we're solopreneurs, so to speak, we really have to watch this pitching idea, because it's so hard, Jim. You know that. You know, we want the clients. We see them. We need the business. And the first thing we want to do is tell them all about what we do. And, you know, people aren't interested in what we do. They only want to hear what we can do for them, how our solution, our product, our service impacts their business, right?
If they say to you, okay, give me your pitch, even if they say that to you, it's a hey, folks, listen, write this down. If somebody says something like that to you, okay, give me your spiel, give me your pitch, it's a ruse, it's a trap. That's not what they really want, is it, Joanne?
Well, it's not at all. And what I haven't had that happen recently, but when I worked for other companies, they used to say, okay, some people used to say, what are you going to sell me? I just would cringe, right? Or, you know, they'd say, well, tell me about what you have. You know, they ask it in many different ways. And my response would be, you know, I'd be glad to do that, but I have a few questions to ask you first. And nobody ever objected to that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so then we get into the whole questioning. And see, I think this is part of the challenge, Jen, that many of us haven't learned the art of questioning, and it is an art and a skill.
We used to call it probing, and it doesn't matter what you call it, but I completely agree with you. And you know, I always, you talked about cringing, it always bothered me, and for a long, long time, I don't know why, but finally I figured out it was a good thing that it bothered me, when somebody would say, okay, what's your pitch, what's your spiel? I always hated that term, spiel. I hate that word. But they would say that to me, and it always upset me because that's not how I thought of what I was about to do.
Well, part of that has to do with the perception of salespeople as not being professional, being in there as, you know, shovey, pushy, in your face, not listening, and all of that. And how many clients, and I use clients and customers interchangeably, you know, that's how many of them view a salesperson. And we've gotten a bad rap because of the pitch.
Right.
And, you know, there's a couple issues going on here, Jim. I think one is that people haven't learned the probing questions to ask. And if I can present a visual, we talk about it as peeling the onion. And I know you've heard that term. But many times we will take, if we ask one question, we'll take the first answer someone gives us and run with it. And that's the outside of the onion. That's never the real
issue. That's such a rookie mistake.
Yeah, it is. And many of the reasons we don't continue to ask questions because we fear we won't know the answer.
Right.
So we grab the first answer and say, okay, I got it. Now I have to talk to them about what to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not it at all. So one great way to peel the onion, to get to the core, to get what the real problem, issue, concern, challenge is to ask questions that begin with what or why.
Mm-hmm. The interrogatives. Who, what, when, where, how, and
when. Well, yeah, so why is that important to you? What has happened in the past around that? What is the impact of what you're doing on your employees? Why are people taking what you say and not going through?
And the reason why these are important, folks, is no one can answer those questions without telling you something. They can't just say yes or no. And we used to call those indirective probes as opposed to directive probes. A directive probe says you get a yes or a no. You use those strategically. Indirective probes or non-directive probes, you have to answer something. You have to say, well, this is the answer. You can't just say yes or no. And that's how you get more information. And when we come back, Joanne Black's going to teach us some more about how to sell properly, how to ask questions the right way so you get more business and everybody is happy. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.